This is ensemble member Frank Galati, and you're listening to the Steppenwolf Theater Company podcast.
Hello, this is Joy Meads. I'm the literary manager here at Steppenwolf, and today we're talking to Erica Daniels, our casting director. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Joy.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
So, Erica, why don't you just start out by telling us how you go about the casting process here at Steppenwolf and the role that the ensemble plays?
Well, as many of our listeners know, we have our wonderful ensemble of actors that we pull from first whenever we are casting one of our plays here at Steppenwolf. So we originally think of, is there an ensemble member that might be right for a role? Are they going to be available? We'll send them the script. We'll have them take a look at it. Of course, we're in dialogue with our writers, with our directors at the same time, because while a director may love the idea of one ensemble member for the role, the writer may have written it for another ensemble member. So we're negotiating that, having a dialogue with all of these, moving parts. And we'll start, if there is an ensemble member that folks want to start with, we'll go to them with the offer, see if they're available. If there isn't an ensemble member available, that's when we open it up and do a casting session. But everything comes from the ensemble first. So we go to them first and foremost when season planning, when picking our first look plays. We talk about, is there a role for an ensemble member? Even with Steppenwolf for young adults, we've had Bob Brewer and Al Wilder in many past productions.
Great. And I know you're working right now on casting the 2010-2011 season. Can you tell us where you are in that process?
Yeah, of course. We're actually in a really good place right now. Last week, we completed casting on our first show, Detroit. Ensemble member Austin Pendleton is directing that. And I've worked with Austin before, I think most recently probably on Love Song. But he is very motivated by the ensemble, always thinks about the ensemble. Lisa Damore, our playwright, is new to the theater, so this is her first time really having a play produced with us. So we had to introduce her to a lot of our ensemble members. We did a reading originally in New York and had ensemble members Laurie Metcalf and Kate Arrington there. So Lisa immediately got to hear their voices in the role and, really responded to them. So Austin and she decided, let's go to them for those offers. And then we looked at our male ensemble members for the three male roles in the play and had, multiple email exchanges and conversations, the three of us, and really landed on going to Kevin Anderson and Jan Barford for the husbands in the play. And thankfully, both of them responded really positively to the play, and it worked out with their schedules. And then there's one other character that arrives at the end of the play, and we're thrilled that Bob Brewer will be back in our subscription series with that. So that's, the first play of the season. Then we move into Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And this is very exciting. It's a play that Amy Morton and Tracy Letts feel very passionately about. Amy actually directed Tracy in it several years ago at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. And this time they'll be acting together in those pivotal roles of George and Martha. And Pam McKinnon, who was our director on Good Boys and True, returns, and she is a key collaborator with Mr. Albee. She's worked with him several times. They're very close friends, and really, he is she is his director of choice. So we really had to focus on the Nick and Honey characters, who are the young couple that come into this home and begin this cat and mouse game. And that has been it's been a great process. It's been interesting and difficult in ways because Pam and I, while she has directed at Steppenwolf, when she was here for Good Boys and True, she inherited a production, if
That's
you will.
Right.
Amy Morton was originally scheduled to direct that. And then when August Osage County moved to New York, Pam inherited her cast. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time I'm working with Pam, and it's been great. I find her articulation of notes to actors spot on. I find I respond very similarly to the actors she responds to. The people that we videotaped during the first round and sent to her, she went through very quickly and yet her notes were so specific to the people she wanted to have called back. She'll be in town next week, actually, and we're doing 2 full days. The exciting thing is that Amy and Tracy will be reading opposite many of these actors, at least on day one, possibly on day two. So it's going to be a really, you know, a narrow down. You know, you just get more specific and more specific. And I truly have no idea who at the end of next week, you know, I'll be announcing as Nick and Honey. It's very exciting. And in the end, Edward Albee has absolute casting approval. So every step along the way, Mr. Albee is still very involved, and we have to email him pictures and resumes, even of Amy and Tracy. He's still very actively involved in the productions of his plays, and he'll be in for the first week of rehearsal and previews and opening. So he intends to be a part of this production, even at this stage in his life and in the number of times the play gets produced.
It's fantastic. I recall that having Amy and Tracy in the roles of George and Martha was important for us in getting the rights, that part of the idea of that play came from the idea of them in those roles.
I think that Mr. Albee is just, he had seen August Osage County in New York and obviously befriended Tracy during that time and had given the approval of Tracy playing the role at the Alliance. So he couldn't very well now say years later, you know, suddenly I don't want him to play the role. So I think it didn't hurt. And I think because Amy and Tracy wanted Pam as the director, that even, you know, made the dish more edible and delicious for Mr. Albee. So it should be very exciting. But he has been very, very articulate in his notes about Nick and Honey. So he has given very specific notes to our actors directly from him about what to do next week. And then our upstairs show, Play 3. Very exciting because this is the first time that one of our shows that we premiered in First Look is moving into our subscription series. So this will be Laura Eason's play, Sex with Strangers, that was done in First Look last year. Jessica Thebus, associate artist here, will return as the director, as will the young man, Stephen Lewis Grush, who was last seen with us here, I believe, in The Tempest as Ferdinand. And, of course, you know, his company, 13 Pocket, was one of our visiting company repertoire in our visiting company rep last year. So he's a wonderful young actor. Joining us in the role of the woman Olivia in the play is ensemble member Sally Murphy. And this is also very exciting because I think our audience really hasn't had an opportunity to see Sally in a role such as this, exciting, sexual, very vital and vivid character. I mean, the last time most people saw her was as Ivy in August Osage County. And in that play, she's really, you know, the wallflower sister. So this is a real opposite turn for Sally, and she's just very excited about this. And then we move into back down to our downstairs space with Hotel Baltimore, Tina Landau, who is so remarkable at creating worlds on that stage that we have, you know, between The Tempest and This Is the Time of Your Life from 2001. You know, The Hotel Baltimore by Lanford Wilson. Obviously, we have a history as a theater with him due to, you know, Bomb and Gilead, which was one of our pivotal moments as a theater. This returns to, you know, that playwright. And this world of a transient hotel in a rundown state and the people that are flowing through this lobby. And that is the world that Tina creates. And when you read the preface of the play, it really talks about the musicality and the background music. And, you know, Tina is so moved and motivated, and her work is so focused on sound design and lighting design. It's just going to be, I think, a remarkable production. We have started casting on this one. We've gone to several ensemble members. K. Todd Freeman, Yasin Penyankov, and Alana Arenas right now are anchoring the production, and we have offers out to a few other ensemble members. And then a young woman that we have been very interested in working with, Allison Torum, who recently was in the Looking Glass production of Trust, is going to do one of the key roles, and we're very excited about that. Tina's really, really looking forward to working with her. She's a young actress, about 19, and her instincts are just, they're so in keeping with our ensemble actors, and it should be very exciting to have her on the stage. She actually understudied the production of Up with us, so we've sort of had our eye on her for a couple of seasons. And then finally, we move into Middletown, which is really like a Willino's new play, which will premiere at the Vineyard Theater this fall, and then we'll have a Midwest premiere with us. And this play is like a modern-day Our Town, and it's Les Waters, who's directed for us a couple of times, a designated mourner. He's worked with Martha Levy as an actor each time he's been at the theater. He's a director from right now working on the West Coast a lot at Berkeley Rep, where he's, you know, an associate artist out there.
Associate artistic director.
Yeah. And he's directing in New York a lot right now as well. He will be directing, and we've been working with both he and Will in introducing them to the ensemble. They haven't really gotten to know in person many of our ensemble members, but little by little they've been having meetings and looking at material that we've been sending them. And so we have, it's a 10-character play, and right now we have, I think it's 5 ensemble members. We have Frances Guinan, Martha Levy, Alana Arenas, Tim Hopper, and Tracy Letts set in the play, as well as Michael Patrick Thornton, who's an actor and director who is also the artistic director of the Gift Theater. He is somebody we've known since he did the school at Steppenwolf in 2001, and he was last on our stage in The Elephant Man as John Merrick, and then directed in our Steppenwolf for Young Adults production of Mice and Men. And many of you will recognize Michael from the television show Private Practice. He plays the geneticist, I believe, that has the affair with Audra McDonald. So he's a wonderful Chicago actor, and we're quite thrilled he'll be joining us in this production. And we're still moving along with casting. We're trying to get Les and Will in the room next week to meet a couple of other New York-based ensemble members, because they're both out there. So we just were sort of chipping away. And that's sort of how we work on all of these productions simultaneously. You know, you're multitasking, because now we're starting on First Look mm-hmm. for the fall. And so we're, again, revving up these conversations with the actors, putting them in front of directors and writers at the same time, so that the writers are getting their buy-in, the directors are being heard. It's all a conversation, especially when it's a world premiere or a new production. You really want to give your writer as much say as you give your director, or at least have mm-hmm. that conversation between them happening in a really authentic way, so everybody feels like they're being heard.
You know, one of your particular gifts as a casting director is the way that you're able to create an ensemble, which is, of course, something that's so important for this theater company in particular, and something that I think really sets us apart from other theater companies, which might cast role by role, but not have an eye to the feel of the whole. And I'm wondering if you can talk about, like, for example, with Tina Landau, the ensemble for Hotel Baltimore will be so important, as it was for the brother-sister plays. Can you talk to me about how you go about thinking about the composition of the group as a whole?
Yeah, I think, you know, my thoughts entering this position, you know, 10 years ago was, this is an ensemble theater, and what does that mean? And I always think about, when I'm casting a play, okay, who has the talent and who might be the best actor for the role? But the second part of that question is always, and who will play nicely in the sandbox? Part of that, you know, really is something I feel very responsible to, that we have an amazing group of ensemble members. And who are they going to want to work with? And who's going to be able to work with them and carry the play with them? And who's going to share and not have it be about them the whole, you know, the whole 4 weeks of rehearsal? So something I take very, very seriously is looking at the picture as a whole. And a lot of that comes from when you work with directors repeatedly, which I've been very fortunate to do over the years. When I work with Tina, you get the feel that her directing is really about the picture, the ensemble, the flow of the piece, what she's going to be able to do pictorially on the stage with viewpointing, if characters have to play multiple roles, mm-hmm. how that's going to all flow. So with brother-sister plays, a lot of that was about many of those actors had to play multiple tracks in different plays. And you had to really think about, as wonderful as you are at this character, you may not be able to do this character in the third play. So that was the challenge with that. With Hot L, I know Tina really wants a very racially, height, physically diverse cast. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I start throwing out names, I'm just thinking all over the place in terms of the pictures, which is really freeing. You know, Tina can narrow it down based on, can they move well? Does she want somebody to sing in the play? If we think about Time of Your Life, those actors, Tina looks for actors plus, I like to say. They can't just be good actors. Many of them have to dance, sing, move flawlessly, work well in the ensemble, maybe fly from the ceiling. You know, she's an actor plus sort of director. Nothing is just about the acting.
Thanks so much, Erica, for the work you do, and thanks for talking with us. If you'd like to find out more about our 2010-2011 season, please visit us at www.steppenwolf.org.